You know, it breaks my heart to see people choose sin. But they're choosing sin because of an issue inside. Or they're choosing sin because they're coming prey to a spirit realm attached to an issue they've never healed that has been laid underneath there. So the story goes, and I'm going to butcher it because it's been quite a few years. But basically, the prophetic guy goes, okay, I'll come. And he lays down, goes to sleep, and he has a picture of what's going to happen. And the Lord tells him, you're going to remove the name of the church. He's like, I don't have the authority to remove the name of the church. That must have been a pizza dream. Yay, it's a pizza dream. So he gets there, and his friend says, okay, come on in. Saturday, they close out the church. No one can come in. But he had told his pastor friend, I want you to do research about the church. I want you to go back and find out all those times back when the first failure happened, what's going on in the church. Okay. And he says, but don't tell me anything. So they go walking around the church, and he's doing the, you know, filling the atmospheres, figuring out where's the stuff. You know, he's doing his weird stuff like we do. Okay. And so he's going around, and it's fine, and it's fine. Okay. And he gets down in the basement and they get to this bottom room, and he says, there it is. What happened in this room? And he goes through his notes. Oh, that's the room where the children's pastor molested the little boys. Okay. What happened? Well, the church didn't want to expose and be embarrassed, so they just slapped him on the wrist and sent him on his way. Four pastors back. So what has happened? You have given a legal access to the enemy. Why? He grows in darkness. Now, you think, in the sense of it, you're like, wow, I mean, who wants to have who wants the city to know that you had someone molesting your boys? Nobody wants to know that. But I tell you, you better let the city know that and do what you're supposed to do by law, because it is way better to have man judge you than God.